My next question goes to Jonathan. Mm-hmm. I was looking to your Instagram and I saw that you went to a TV show with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to know more about this experience and also talk about the importance of someone, an actor who identifies as a religious person, mm-hmm. to talk about their faith so openly on a TV show or an interview like this.
Yeah, thanks for that. So Mark and I worked together on this prayer and meditation app called Hallow. And it's probably the biggest prayer and meditation app in the world at this point now. And they work with a lot of different people and more celebrities or people of note that want to contribute and to participate in these spiritual challenges and meditations. And Mark's been with Hallow now for a couple of years. I've been with them since 2021. We've done a couple of commercials together and for the app, and he's just been amazing. He's a selfless human being. Like, with he was on, I think, the Colbert Report. It's not the Colbert Report anymore. It's Late Night with Stephen Colbert. And we had just done some promotion for it was on Ash Wednesday, actually, the beginning of Lent this year. And we were, he had a couple of other appearances that I didn't have, like, for instance, the late night I wasn't going to be on, I wasn't asked to be on that show. And so, but we, those of us from the team that were doing the Hallow promotion just said, hey, we're going to be in the audience. Mm-hmm. So just we're in this section, we'll be here cheering you on. and so when he came out, he just was looking and just kind of waved, like, yeah. And then the first thing he does is mention, that I'm in the audience and, like, we were here. And so it was just, he didn't have to do that, but he's got a good sense of humor. He had a challenge, like he had a personal challenge to try to mention the app on late night, he's like, I'll do it in the first sentence. And he literally, the first sentence he does is like, talking about, he mentioned Hallow and he mentioned me playing Jesus in The Chosen, and I got a cutaway in Stephen Colbert's life, it was unexpected, but it's really kind of fun to see people of note kind of stepping out into this realm where they feel comfortable or called to express their faith publicly. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing, it's almost like we're seeing people just picking allegiances, picking sides, like, okay, I'm either going to not talk about this at all, or I'm going to, like, downplay the fact, or I'm going to be bold about it. And I've been kind of surprised myself seeing other people step out and be really open about it. I'm like, wow, that's great. Because when I see people do that, it inspires me. And I think it inspires other people to kind of be bolder about what they believe. Because there's so many people in society that feel the same way, but are maybe underrepresented or feel that they can't talk about their faith, which for generations and growing up, it wasn't a weird taboo subject. People would essentially talk about faith and you might have disagreed, but you didn't get into an argument over it. You didn't, it wasn't vicious. It was just like, I believe this and you believe that. Cool. Mm-hmm. We're still friends. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden the last, 10, 20, 25 years, it's turned into something else where you can't dissent from the media or what the public opinion is without experiencing some sort of scrutiny and negative, blowback. And so because of my experience with faith and how it's changed my life, and I just started talking about it publicly, and it's kind of become part of what people ask me about, I have no problems talking about it. And I think if it weren't for my faith and what it did for me, I wouldn't be sitting at this table, so I have no problems with it. And the more I'm open about it, the more I don't try to hide it, the more opportunities that I get to experience these really incredible things. And I just feel that it's kind of like this return of me giving honor to God because of what He's given me. And so when I honor Him in the way that He's honored me, just by answering questions that people ask me, you know, these amazing things happen. And I feel like there's like a movement that's kind of spreading, and you see people coming out of the woodwork, and it's wonderful to see, because so many people have felt for, like I said, decades now, like they weren't represented, they couldn't talk about it. So it's a very long-winded answer, but sorry.
That was amazing. Great. Yeah.
I'm sorry. No problem. Forgive me. My name is Marcelo.
Marcelo.
Olhar Digital Portal. Desde que eu estou sentado aqui, a vontade é: Jesus, me dá um abraço. E eu queria perguntar se eles viveram alguma situação engraçada, assim, parecido.
From the moment, he stepped into this room, he wanted to say, Jesus, give me a hug.
I'll give you a hug.
And the question is, have you guys experienced any unusual, weird, funny things throughout this journey? So, see if you could.
Yeah, there was a moment, the castmates and I, we went and got ice cream one day after set.
In Utah.
And there was a woman who saw me, and she's like, Eden! Ran, correu, me deu abraço e beijo. Eu fiquei... Like, I was so just taken aback. It was a little strange, to be honest. But our fans are passionate, and they feel like they know us because they know the character so well, because they've watched it so many times, and they love the show. And so... our fans are special, because when I feel like when people meet other actors, it's rare that they can say, oh, your show has changed my life, so they feel so connected to us. So it's heart-filling, but sometimes it can be a little scary because you don't know them, but, harmless.
A história do sorvete, né? Eles acabaram de filmar lá no estado de Utah, nos Estados Unidos, foram tomar um sorvete, uma pessoa na rua, você é a Eden, vem cá, me dá um beijo. Tá? Ela se assustou com isso, é uma coisa muito legal, porque os fãs são muito apaixonados, muito engajados na história, isso é sempre muito emocionante para eles. E as pessoas sentem como se conhecessem de fato a Lara, porque assistiram tantas vezes os episódios. Conhecem tanto o personagem, que é uma certa... confusão entre o personagem, porque é natural, naturalmente, e as pessoas acham que conhecem a Lara, mas conhecem a Eden, na verdade, não conhecem a Lara. Agora, é curioso também notar que, no caso deles, não é muito comum para um ator topar com algum desconhecido na rua e ouvir do desconhecido, o teu programa mudou minha vida. Uhum. Isso é muito específico desse programa. Né? Então, isso também é uma coisa única que ela sabe e dá valor a isso também.
Well, now beijos para mim, but...
alguém tem que dar beijo aí. Agora
tá com ciúme.
He's jealous.
I get a lot of thank yous, obrigados, for allowing people to connect to Matthew. So those are good experiences for me. Nothing too crazy on my end, but just a lot of thank yous, and keep doing what you're doing. It's making an impact.
Beijo não ganhou ainda, mas as pessoas vêm muito agradecê-lo pela maneira pela qual o Matheus tocou a vida de algumas pessoas. Né? Nada muito, nenhuma doideira desse tipo que a Lara escreveu, mas reconhecimento pelo impacto que ele tem na vida das pessoas, o personagem Matheus. Né?
A lot of people want hugs.
Um abraço está em cima da lista, todo mundo quer abraço.
And I'm happy to give them.
E eu vou te dar um abraço depois, fique tranquilo.
Thank you.
So guys, season 4 is gonna be a tough one. I want to cry a lot. I really want to know what you guys have to say about that. Like, how do you see the next episode, and what do you have to talk about it?
Well,
that you can't talk about. Yeah, I love that season 4 has a little bit more violence in it.
Yeah.
you know,
the stakes are higher.
There's
it's the sassy part coming up, right?
You know, it's on a personal level, what's happening with starting with this season is that I'm realizing it's ending soon.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, and with our story, it's ending soon. This is the mark of the beginning of the end. So that's what season four kind of signifies. So it's kind of a personal thing and a show thing, but you know, it's hard because, you know, the journey's just going to get difficult, but it's going to be over, and these are like my family. So that's what I start thinking about, you know. I have the Mateos mind of overanalyzing things. And so when I'm watching this season, I'm just realizing that soon this will be a memory. And so that's what's hard. But in this season, you're going to see a lot of beautiful things happen. It's, it is a little heavy, but just know that we're in it together. We're a family, all of us, all the chosen viewers globally. And we'll get through it because there's always light at the end of a dark, dark, dark tunnel.
Awesome. Yeah.
The beginning of the end for sure.
The sooner, right?
The soon, yeah.
Soon is here.
Soon is here.
In breve.
Sorry,
I'll stop.
Don't stop.
Oh man,
you're forgetting it already.
I'll be coming to you for lessons pretty soon. I think trying to stay focused on the present, like each season, just focusing on the moments that are taking place and the relationships and the turns that they're taking, and this, you know, that's been for me something that's been really important, is trying not to think about the season after or two seasons after, and so I think by being present, we're looking at moments where we see characters take different turns and storylines take left turns and other storylines take right turns, and you're like, whoa, what is this? And it's creating more of I think a holistic experience for the story, for the characters, for the show. And I think ultimately, even though there may be difficult moments and scenes, it's going to be a more satisfying story at the end of it all.
Okay, thank you.
Time is up for questions. You guys want to quick photo?
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Can we take a picture?
Yeah,
claro.
Claro.
Yeah.